Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
His groundbreaking research helped treat his own pancreatic cancer.
So we looked at the immune cells with the microscope, and there we spotted something that nobody had ever seen or taken note of before.
The Nobel Prize took 30 years to reach Dr. Ralph Steinman, but 2 days too late to reach him during his lifetime. Dr. Steinman died Friday before yesterday's announcement of the Nobel Prize in Medicine and Physiology. Dr. Steinman shares the award this year with two other researchers, Bruce Beutler and Jules Hoffman. Nobel Prize rules say the award can only go to living scientists. The foundation actually wasn't aware that he'd passed on Friday. So in the hours after the announcement was made, the Nobel Prize Committee held an emergency meeting. Yesterday, the foundation ruled the decision will stand. That makes Dr. Ralph Steinman the first man in half a century to win a posthumous Nobel Prize. And joining us now, Dr. Steinman's daughter, Alexis Steinman. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
First, the question of why there was no announcement of his passing on Friday.
Well, I think ultimately his actual passing happened much quicker than we expected. He went into the hospital last Sunday after really having 4.5 years of really an uncomplicated and amazingly remarkable healthy cancer run. And when he entered the hospital, we were informed, and he was aware that it might be the end, but we just had no idea that it was going to be so quick. So when he actually passed away on Friday, the family was just in complete and utter shock. And, you know, I know for myself, I kept expecting him to walk through the door. And we really just were digesting it. We waited a day to even call his mother, who is amazingly still with us at 95, and
wow,
his brothers and his sister. And, you know, we just as a family, we needed to grieve and really accept it all. I think my father had a massive scientific family all over the world, and it was a little daunting trying to figure out how to convey
right
that he had passed away.
So he spent a great deal of time and effort trying to make sure that his passing, which he expected, was smooth and calm and predictable. And then?
Exactly. I mean, he, you know, up until the end, he was organizing, you know, he ran a lab at Rockefeller University. He was making sure that every member of that lab, you know, would have a path or a place to go or kind of to know so that they would not be, you know, unnerved by his passing.
And Did he have any inkling he was on the short list for this prize?
No.
No.
I mean, it was, I think, you know, 3 years ago, we had an inkling he might get it. And I remember, you know, he had like a lunch planned that day with David Rockefeller, and the lab was cleaned, and there were some of his lab mates, the women got their haircuts. And it was like this, we all were sort of a buzz. And I remember waking up early in Los Angeles at 2 a.m. and then he didn't get it. And I think after that, we just sort of thought,
yeah,
oh, well,
it,
you know,
yeah,
he's won so many awards and accolades that we were just really appreciative of all the honors. So,
but the Nobel is special.
It is so
special.
And I
wish people could be in the studio because I've never seen such an expression of both sadness and pure pride in my life. It's actually making me a little bit emotional.
Yeah,
what an experience you must be having.
I know. I think about my father really liked the Khalil Gibran, the prophet. I remember at his wedding they read a quote, and I keep thinking of this one quote about your sorrow is your joy unmasked, and that selfsame well which rises your laughter is sometimes filled with tears. And I just keep going back and forth and back and forth, and it's surreal. It's really we could have never imagined it as a family, and we wish that he was here to experience it, you know, for himself.
I'm sure the whole world wishes that for the family. But I have to wonder if the winning of the Nobel Prize makes the grieving easier or harder.
I think, to be honest, I think, you know, the way that grief works, we're still in such a shock that he's even gone. I think receiving the news of the Nobel, definitely, I mean, it's such an honor. And I think it does help to celebrate his life. He was really adamant when he was passing, you know, he looked at all of us and said, do not mope, do not grieve. I want you to be celebrating. I want you, you know, to be passing on, you know, my science. He told all of his scientists, you know, you have to keep talking. You have to keep, you know, galvanize the community, make this, you know, he did not want us to sit and mope.
Well, you've made good on that one, Alexis Steinman, daughter of Nobel Prize winner Ralph Steinman. So let me give you a chance. If he would have given a speech, an acceptance speech, what do you think he would have said that's consistent with his values as a scientist and as a doctor?
I think he would have used the speech. I think he would have been very, you know, humbly gracious and for about a minute. And then he would have used the rest of the speech to really promote the scientific work that he's been doing, to encourage people. My father was all about collaboration, not competition. He really felt like if people just work together more, there would be a lot more advances in the scientific community. And I think he would use it to talk about the need for funding, how that's been a huge issue. And also his own therapies that he worked on are still, there's still a lot of trials that need to be done. And I think he would use that point to sort of encourage the work to happen.
So, I mean, this is a moment for your family in which you both have to grieve and obviously prepare for the acceptance of the Nobel Prize. I assume you all will be traveling.
Yes, I think that we would be
it looks
delighted
like you hadn't really
to
thought about
travel.
That
we hadn't really thought about it. And, you know, the Nobel Committee is so gracious when they made the decision to keep this award, of which we really thought was such a gracious, you know, decision to do so. I know they sent us a very nice email offering their condolences and then saying, when you're ready, let's talk about December.
Wow.
So I thought that was really
Should cancer survivors have hope that a winner of a prize for pancreatic cancer research has died? In other words, is there hope for survivors this morning?
There definitely is hope, without a doubt. I think the work that he is collaborating on, it just, there needs more time. I think the saddest thing about his death is that we just needed more time. He used his own therapies to help himself, but sadly the science just wasn't there yet.
Alexis Steinman is the daughter of Nobel Prize winner Dr. Ralph Steinman. Alexis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations to your family.
Congratulations.
And condolences.
Thanks.